Welcome back, Wonder Seekers. This is Wonderfilled Stories, and I'm your host, Mr. Soul. You ever stood at the edge of something new? A tall diving board, a blank page, a tricky math problem, and felt your thoughts start doing cartwheels? Your brain pops up with a parade of what-ifs. What if I mess up? What if I look silly? What if this is a terrible, horrible, no good idea? But today, we're inviting a different question to the party. A curious, brave, slightly mischievous one. What would happen if I tried? Not what if I'm amazing, not what if I win a trophy, just what if I tried? That question is like a tiny key that opens big doors. Behind them, you might find courage wearing a cape, or information wearing funny glasses, or a mistake that trips, giggles, and teaches you something important. Trying doesn't promise success or fireworks, but it does promise adventure. Because every inventor, explorer, artist, and kid who ever did something cool started right there. Leaning forward, heart thumping, thinking, well, let's just see what happens if I try. But for now, let's take a little time to focus in on Chapter 29. Chapter 29, Self-Help. Jace's knee bounced nervously as the clock above the study table clicked steadily. Where is he? Relax, he promised he would be here. Kai fought to remain calm as he glanced toward the front of the library. Davy was nearly frantic. Remind me again, why are we putting my future in the hands of a crazy homeless kidnapper? We have no choice but to trust him, Kai reasoned. Max said that he could make this problem go away. I'm sure he will be here. I've got a bad feeling about this, Jace said. Peebles is going to arrive any second. We've been double-crossed, Davy stomped his foot as his ears glowed red. This was a terrible idea. You're freaking me out, man. Jace grabbed a magazine from a nearby rack and slid it across the table toward Davy. Look at some pictures and stop hyperventilating. Davy, go to the kids section and keep a lookout, Kai directed, attempting to give himself some space to think. Let us know when Peoples gets here. Okay, what's the signal? Davy asked. What signal? Jace questioned. That's what I'm asking, Davy was confused. What are you asking? Kai chimed in. What is the signal? Davy asked again. Signal for what? Jace was lost. For when Peebles shows up, Davy clarified. There needs to be a signal. Just come back and tell us when he walks up to the door. Jace shoved Davy toward the doorway. Davy tried to donkey kick Jace's leg, but he easily dodged. We need a plan in case Max doesn't show up on time. Kai's brain switched into problem-solving mode. Wait, I thought you said he would be here, Jace said. I was trying to calm Davy, Kai explained. We need to have a backup plan in case he doesn't come. Oh, great. Jace stood and began to nervously pace in Davy's place. What did you have in mind? We need to buy some time, Kai said. His eyes flicked back and forth as they searched his mind for a solution. Time for what? Jace asked. He's going to know that we don't have the file. We could tell him that the file is at the fortress, Kai said, desperate for a solution. Then we can lead him out there and tie him to a tree. Then we could go find Max. Now you're starting to sound like Davy. Jace was in full panic mode. As if summoned by the mention of his name, Davy wheeled around the corner, hissing under his breath. He's coming! Peebles is here! We are so dead! Act natural. We just need to buy some time, Kai whispered as he plopped down in a chair. Jace slid into the chair beside Kai, but Davy nervously paced behind them. The round profile of Peebles filled the doorway as he waddled into the study space. His eyes narrowed as he saw the boys, and a sneer spread across his face. Congratulations, boys. Just in the nick of time, I should say. I will be faxing the retention list to the district office tomorrow morning. He slid into a chair across the table. So where is the file you promised?
We've got it there. Kai gestured toward Jace's backpack sitting on the chair next to him. But before we hand it over, we need some assurances. How do we know you will keep your promise?
Peebles pondered the question for a moment.
I guess you'll just have to trust me,
He leaned forward and grabbed at the backpack, but Jace pulled it away and hugged it against his chest.
"I don't think that is good enough," Jace said. "Maybe we should hang on to it until tomorrow."
"That's a great idea," Kai added. "We can watch you send the fax, then hand it over when we know that Davy is in the clear."
Peebles scowled deeply.
"I can assure you that I have no problem keeping my promise if you keep yours. The last thing I want is to be forced to tolerate his foolishness for another year."
Peebles pointed defiantly at Davy, who was watching with wide-eyed anticipation.
"Well, I still think that without proof that Davy is in the clear, we aren't handing over the file," Kai negotiated.
The two locked eyes like Western gunfighters at high noon. Peebles glanced at the other boys and noticed both of them focused toward a window overlooking the parking lot. Peebles smiled, suddenly realizing the play for time.
"Oh, were you waiting for something? You're trying to buy time, aren't you?"
He started to become amused at his own guile.
"If you are expecting Max to arrive, I can assure you that he is not coming. He was..."
He searched for the appropriate word.
"Neutralized by a couple of my comrades earlier today."
"What did you do to him?" Jace growled as he slammed his palms on the heavy table.
"Well, they caught up with him down by the river."
Peebles leaned back in his chair confidently.
"He has been getting in the way of our plans for a long time. It's time we returned the favor."
Standing over the defeated kids, Peebles unfurled his hand.
"Give me the folder."
The boys didn't move, shocked by the turn of fortunes. Peebles grabbed the backpack in a startlingly quick move and yanked it from Jace's grasp.
"I guess I'll just help myself,"
he growled. Turning away, he tore at the zipper and froze as he peered into the filthy bag. From behind, the boys watched as his ears turned red and then spread gradually to the scalp under his thinning hair. Turning back slowly, a different face peered at them. It glistened with perspiration and twisted with anger. A thick vein stuck out on his large forehead, and his eyes were bloodshot and crazed.
"What is this?"
he yelled too loudly for the library as he dumped the contents of the backpack on the table. Candy wrappers, old baseball cards, crumpled homework papers, and a long overdue library book spilled out. Peebles quieted himself to an enraged whisper.
"You have no idea who you are dealing with."
He pointed in the faces of Jace and Kai.
"I used to be the principal of Smiley Junior High. I still have power there. I will make your lives miserable for the next 3 years. And you,"
Peebles pointed at Davy,
"it is my professional opinion that summer school will help you get prepared for success next year. I'll call your dad today."
"Please,"
Davy choked as tears welled in his eyes.
"We couldn't find—"
Peebles spat his words.
"You have no idea who you've trifled with."
"You mean trifled with?"
A new voice filled the study space. Everyone turned to see Kelly, in full girl troop uniform, occupying the doorway. Standing to each side, like faithful soldiers, were Andrea and Sarah. Peebles reeled at the unexpected arrival of reinforcements.
"What do you think you're doing here, Miss Peterson? This is clearly none of your concern."
"Well, Mr. Peebles, as an honorable girl troop,"
she saluted with three fingers held in the air,
"I have learned that doing the right thing is rarely the easy thing to do."
Kelly stepped forward boldly.
"My fellow troopers and I have overheard everything you've said, and it is my opinion that if Davy has to be held back another year, then I should be too."
Peebles stared blankly before answering.
"I'm afraid that's not your choice to make, Kelly. Your parents would have to be consulted in order—"
Jace interrupted.
"Yeah, I think it would be best if I stayed another year too."
"Me too,"
Andrea and Sarah both added in turn.
"You can add me to the retention list as well," Kai finished.
"It looks like you'll be holding all of us back for another year. I'm sure our parents will have a lot of questions when we tell them."
"You can't just add yourself to the retention list,"
Peebles spat back at the children.
This is an action that can permanently affect a child's life and requires much thought and deliberation. It is a very serious matter.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Kai rose to look the principal in the eyes. Now we can agree that Davy belongs in junior high next year.
Now wait a minute, Peebles stammered. Davy's parents and I have some real concerns over his progress. This is not something I choose to do out of the clear blue.
What's going on here?
A new voice entered the conversation, and everybody turned to see the sweaty red face of Max.
Sorry, boys. I was delayed.
Peebles reeled at the unexpected arrival.
What do you think that you're doing here? He hissed. This is none of your business.
Max slipped past the girl troop guard and sat down patiently at the study table as Peebles continued to spit insults and threats at his nemesis.
Do you know what gaslighting is?
Max asked as Peebles ran out of fuel for his verbal attacks. The kids shook their heads dumbly.
It's when someone twists the truth in order to make you question your own reality. You may know something is true, but they try to convince you that you are mistaken, confused, or worse yet, crazy for believing it in the first place.
Max reached into the pocket of his jacket and removed a small tape recorder. He pressed the button to play the recording, then slid it across the table toward Peebles so his adversary could hear it clearly. Peebles' tinny voice echoed from the small speaker as he took a phone call from a mysterious woman.
We can't afford for this to go wrong again. The operation has taken far longer than it should have already. I need to close the case and can't afford to be slowed anymore.
Of course, we are closing in on the target.
Things may have to get messy. Are you ready to do what is required?
I know exactly how to fix this situation. It's time to use force. I will meet with Davy and his parents tonight. The threat of repeating the sixth grade should do the trick. I'll see to it personally.
Good. That is the attitude that will raise your rank in this organization.
Consider it done.
Peebles turned off the recording with a jab of his finger and glared at Max with black, evil eyes.
What do you want? He hissed.
It's simple. If you leave these kids alone, Max said, smirking, I won't release this tape to the local paper.
You need to destroy the tape, Peebles growled.
Not until they are out of your reach, Max negotiated.
Or maybe, Peebles growled with an evil glint in his eyes, I do whatever I want to do.
In one swift motion, he punched the eject button and yanked the tape out of the player.
Now you've got nothing, he whisper screamed victoriously, holding the tape aloft.
The kids all gasped audibly, but a cool smile spread across Max's face.
It's a copy.
He patted the plastic case in the chest pocket of his shirt.
I've got another one right here.
Peebles' face turned red again as he dropped the tape on the table and roughly pushed past the girls at the door.
So do you agree?
Max clarified.
I need to hear you say that you agree.
Peebles stopped and glared over his shoulder.
I agree, but if you think this is over, you're a fool.
He turned and walked out. The boys released the breath that they had been holding. Davy comically crumpled to the floor in relief. Max took an empty case out of his chest pocket and slid the tape from the table into it.
Wow, good thinking to have a copy recording, Jace exclaimed.
There isn't a copy,
Max confessed with a smile.
You don't have a copy? Kai asked. So you bluffed him?
When he grabbed the tape, I totally panicked,
Max chuckled.
I couldn't believe that I'd made such a dumb mistake. Thank goodness he backed down.
The kids chattered excitedly as they walked toward the door. The librarian behind the front counter scowled and shushed them as they passed. Davy fished a fistful of bills out of his pocket and dropped them in front of the librarian on duty.
Sorry for the disturbance, he whispered.
Take your co-workers out for a nice lunch.
The librarian looked befuddled as Davy walked out the front door with his head held high.
Thank you once again for joining us on Wonderfilled Stories. Now, before you dash off into your next adventure, here's today's Wonder Challenge. Pick one small thing you've been avoiding. Nothing huge, nothing scary big, just something that makes your toes curl a little. Then whisper the magic words. What would happen if I tried?
You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to even finish. You just have to begin. You may just surprise yourself. Now, if you want more ideas and creative challenges to help you think big and live brave, well, come check us out at jasonsoul.com and explore the Wonder Club. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices. You can live with good consequences and not the other way around. Until next time, keep smiling, stay kind, and make each day wonder-filled.